Okay, well, first sight of the estuary.
You want phone, Paul?
I have, yeah. The first sight of the estuary. The biggest estuary in Europe is pretty dramatic. It's wider than any peninsula in Kerry. It's very, very wide. On the far side is a huge... Oh, I've got it wrong. I know. I'm mixing up S. But anyway, it's the biggest meeting of river water with seawater in the whole of Europe. And it's where two rivers hit the sea at the same time. I do, of course, have your phone. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. I'm just recording this audio boo just to get that done.
That's an alien dog.
That's it, right? The place you come to is Royan. Now, Royan is a remarkably bourgeois place. It looks very upmarket, quite swish. A bit like Biarritz. It's a mini Biarritz. Lots of different little beaches. Lots of people walking around as if they're all on holidays. And you stumble by accident into the place you want to go, which is, we want to get on the ferry. And then, if you're totally and utterly naive, you drive around the drive down the wrong lane. You go past all the existing traffic, all of which is legitimately queuing up, and you head for where you think is parking. And you have to turn around, and you cut in at the very last minute, and you save yourself half an hour of a queue. And we're now pulled up, and it looks like we'll have to wait for half an hour. And this is quite a big ferry. Okay, there's a bit of rust at the quayside where it looks like the boat is going to be L'Estuaire Bordeaux. It's got on the side, it's Conseil Général Gironde. I think Gironde is the region that we're in, the area. We're just about to go out into the waters of the Dordogne and the Garonne, which is why it's such a big, must be ecologically quite a special place if this is the biggest estuary in Europe. People are walking off, passengers are coming off, and some cars are coming onto this side, and I see loads and loads of cars waiting to get on this boat. But the cars waiting to get on this boat all seem to be French. I have yet to see a British car, and I thought I would, given the association of Bordeaux with the Brits. But they're all French, yeah. They're all French. I don't see any Italians. Ah, there's a Netherlands car. Right, we got a Netherlands car. But a Deutschland car. We got a Deutschland car. A big D here. But that's it. Yeah. Oh, there's an Irish car. Oh, that's our car. Okay, this is the sound of the ferry. It appears to be about as basic a ferry as you could get. I don't think there's even a toilet on it. The whole thing is, we thought... It must be about nervousness, actually. I thought, first of all, we'd been left as the front of the queue for the very next one. But no, we were allowed on, climbing up onto the top deck. Oh, maybe better than it looks, actually. Maybe better than it looks. So, yeah, there are seats up here. You can sit down here to watch. But anyway, well, I'm going to look for les toilettes, okay? I'm going to leave my bag here, okay? Okay, I'll leave you there. Just going to go for a walk. Really, in truth, I want to go and see what else the facilities on this are. Well, there's the way to the toilet. Here's the way indoors. Aha! There's a nice big toilet for somebody in a wheelchair, right? No dogs allowed on board. Sortie le verdon. Well, I don't actually want to do. Ah, they're actually rather nice indoor seats here. One or two tables, literally. But otherwise, it's nice. You can be pretty comfortable here. Don't see any cafe, but there probably is one. Ah, I found the cafe. Wonderful, excellent. And the cafe serves. Don't serve yourself. Ne pas se servir, merci. Croissants. Oh, yeah. Chocolat. Good stuff. Coffee, most importantly. Great stuff. Sweets for the kids. Crisps. Mars bars. Bounty. Snickers. Kit Kat. nuts, M&Ms and lions. There you are. There are already baguettes with saucisson or what do you call that thing, salami in there. So actually, it's all very nice. I was wrong when I said it was terribly basic. It's actually perfectly fit for purpose. There's the loup. Let's try the French loup, WC. Little smelly, but let's try it. I won't keep the audiobook going the whole time, but just to give you the flavour of... It's a little bit dull. Now we'll break off for a few minutes. Okay, that's successfully completed. My earliest memory of France was of squatting. Yeah, toilets where you had to squat, and I found that incredibly awkward. I have to tell you that there are seats, normal toilet seats, on this ferry. Coffee in there, croissant, stuff. We'll tell the others?
Yeah, Chris, just in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, right, excellent. We're all sorted. You have a choice of being on outdoors or indoors. Black coffee's there. Do you have a big cup or small cup?
Exactly the same size. There's two cups. One's an espresso cup and two normal size coffee cups.
Okay.
A grand café.
Okay, I saw her.
Yeah? You want a lollipop? Now, which one do you want? You want one of these? Oh, no, we don't need one of the XL ones. Let's get one of these ones. The next one, one's too big. There they are. Tell me which flavor you want.
Le café, s'il vous plaît.
Café noir ou café milk?
Comme ça, exactement.
Oui, non, mais ça n'a rien à voir. Café au lait ou café non lait?
Sans lait.
Ok.
Sans lait. No, normal. Welcome to the bar on the boat. You'll be able to hear a bit of... This is the sound of croissant and chocolat, pain au chocolat, and some other kind of cakes. The arrival of the coffee. Guys, you need to make a decision quick.
There's sandwiches. We're going to have lunch later. Which one do you like? We've got about 10 seconds.
9.
You don't have one?
5 euros.
Merci. 5? What?
Sugar. Merci.
Le grand et un petit café. Le grand avec un peu de lait. Le grand.
Well, we were let on the boat at 12:30. It's now 12:49 and we're out in the estuary ferrying as opposed to sailing, I suppose. And the water is kind of dirty, greeny brown. So it isn't anyway like the seawater. It actually looks mucky and a bit unpleasant. But I think that's just because it's partially water from the Pyrenees and partially water from the sea. And we are having espresso excelente from a company 1919, Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-O-T, a registered trademark. And we're sitting here quietly, relaxing. Okay, we've come outside. I've just been sprayed with the water. I can't tell you if it's salt or fresh or a mixture. I can't even remember the word for a mixture of salt and fresh water. But we're heading as if we're heading out to sea, really. And it's a little bit choppy out there. Great old wind here. Anything you want to say?
No.
No? Right, good. Okay, we're heading into dark clouds. I wonder if it's going to be, are we going to hit a storm? Actually, you know what? This will be across here in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would take longer. Now I'm surrounded by kids hanging off railings. And below me, I can see into the car deck. And you might be able to catch this particular sound. See if you can tell what it is. That was the end of a symphony of car alarms set off by, well, particularly sensitive cars. I see a guy with a Nikon, I see a guy with a Canon, a long telephoto lens on it. It's a EOS 300 or 30D, I think. I see a man playing with a tablet. It's the light is absolutely crap for taking photographs because the clouds are all down on top of us. We are approaching a beach on the other side, and the ferry is going in the other direction. So it looks as if there are two ferries crisscrossing the estuary. We're going to land at the north end of the other side, at the Médoc. The Haute Médoc is down near Bordeaux. The Médoc is at the top end. And the Médoc is seems to be the largest land area for wine up here, but there are only, I think, one or two 1855 classified vineyards up at this end. When we get off the boat, we will be driving. We have an appointment. We've made an appointment to go to a vineyard at 3:30 for a proper tour, presumably with tastings involved as well. But we'll probably have ourselves a bit of lunch somewhere in the park of another vineyard and just drop in and see what that is. The plan is to go to two vineyards, I think, really, and just meander around the Médoc, which the whole area is called as a whole. Into a small harbour. Yachts all tied up, little fishing boats. Lots of people queuing to get on to come the other direction as well. Yeah, I guess I'd better get back into the car. Okay, it's 13:08 and we're getting into the car now. Everybody's getting off.
On this zip wire and stuff.
Chris giving me, teaching me about safety. Teaching me about how to have a harness on, I can't do it with their hands. Convince me.